We're in the Maimer Ashlishi, in Isir Aleph, which is page 32 in our print. We're in the bottom line of page 32, going over to page 33. In his middle of one of his longer, actually his second long essay in this piece. What he did here is described all the mitzvahs ma'isiyais, the mitzvahs asei, to the king. Divided them into three groups, the logical mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that are not logical, and the philosophical mitzvahs. And the point he's been making since that description is that the philosophical mitzvahs are a tool in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Using the thoughts of the philosophical mitzvahs, the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant involvement in the world, and our emunah and the Rabbi Nishalim, using them as tools to a person's faith. And the bottom line of what we have is page 32, going over to 33. He summed it up by saying, "Kshiyah ha-chassid chayshiv zeh b'chol tenu aysav." When a chassid will think about these aspects of the philosophical mitzvahs, of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's constant presence, echle tiyene tenu aysav kulam, then everything he does will have within it a chelik of Hashem. Whatever a person does, even if he walks in the street, he thinks of himself as walking before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the theme for today. In the lines to come, he's going to expound on that, that if a person is constantly thinking about God, the mitzvahs ma'isiyos, what we call the mitzvahs tamidiyos, then everything he does is a tool in serving Hashem. So he goes on to explain. Chelak habayir shabaram tchila umamshich lahem keezer tamid bahashlamasam. All the tenuos, all of a person's actions, are guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives man the power to behave. V'la'ilam kilo hashchina imay v'hamlachim mischabrim imay b'kayach. And then, if a person's thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he always sees the malachim with him. Yimichazek b'chasidus v'yeh b'makayma haruim l'shchina yechabruhu b'payil. If a person senses HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the angels around him, so he constantly sees them as if they're ayin ba'ayin, eye to eye, not quite on the madrega of nevuah, kashahayu tovi ha'chacham ba'yisheni, royim atzura, yisheshem in baskol, he madregas chasidim, lamaylu mimenu madregas ha'nevim. So there's this idea. Now, as an example, he's going to bring an example in a minute, but I would bring as a similar example. When we finish Shemini Esrei, we say, Oysa Shalom Bimreima, V'yasa Shalom Aleinu, V'akol Yisrael, V'imru Amen. So, to any thinking person, the words V'imru Amen are problematic. Now, when someone's saying Kaddish Dami Fili Hamid, so he says V'imru Amen, he's talking to everybody in Shul. So he's saying, all of you, hey, say Amen. But when a person's davening a quiet Shemini Esrei, if I don't want you the question, you finish my essay, you finish my essay. So you say, Oysa Shalom Bim Rav, Yes Shalom Aleinu, V'akol Yisrael, Yes God for peace. What do you say, V'imru Amen? V'imru Amen? Who? What? Where are you whispering? Who are you saying V'imru Amen to? So Rav Schwab brings in his sefer, and it's the source is in Kadmainim, that the V'imru Amen is to the malachim that accompany a person. Wherever a person comes, he has malachim that accompany him. Whether you picture a malachim as winged creatures all around you, or a spiritual entities, the spiritual power that goes with you, however you prefer it. Wherever a person goes, he has ruchnius all around him. He has malachim around him. And the idea that when a person steps out of Shemini Esrei, he says, V'imru Amen, that he's talking to the malachim which accompany him. He's saying to them, V'imru Amen, whatever is spiritual about me should carry forth whatever I do in my davening, whatever I do in my Shemini Esrei, whatever I request in my Shemini Esrei. You know, the Bali Machshavas say that this which we know when we're little children, that on Shabbos when you come home from shul, the angels come and they say, however the Shabbos is this week, it should be next week. Right? And either the good angel is happy and the other one is forced to say Amen, or the other one is happy and the good angel is forced to say Amen. So, those two angels are not Shabbos angels. They're the angels that always accompany a person. They're angels which accompany a person. And those angels which accompany the person are on Shabbos, there's a special greeting to them and a bracha that whatever you zechet to on Shabbos, you'll be zechet to again next year. But the idea of angels accompanying a person, that's this idea, philosophically understanding that wherever you go, whatever you do, the keiches ha-nefesh, the keiches ha-ruchnius, always are accompanying you. And that's this idea, that a person won't find it hard to do mitzvahs if he keeps the mitzvahs to medias, if he's constantly aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu around him, so it's not so hard to do the different mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Is this a more roundabout way of getting at the point? I think it was Shlomo who says,
Well, he quoted specifically Staka B'Shalosha Devarim as the message that he's referring to. It's exactly what he's referring to. Although he's saying it now in a more general way, what he's telling a person that when the Torah set up mitzvahs, there's a branch of mitzvahs that are meant to make it easier to keep the rest of them. That's what we call the philosophical mitzvahs, so the mitzvahs that have to do with thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I don't know about you, I always thought that Tariq mitzvahs, six of them are mitzvahs to medias, that's nice. You know, a few of them are Shabbos mitzvahs, a few of them are Sukkot mitzvahs. What he's saying is that the six mitzvahs to medias are really the engine that help a person keep all of the other mitzvahs. Because if you're constantly aware of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence and a Kodesh Baruch Hu's influence, so how can you do something bad? And you always do something good. So that's this idea. The page turns with the words V'yikabel ha-chosid mikavayd ho-inyin ha-lakai ha-nimtzi imai Masharoi l'kabel. You should accept from the presence of Hashem around you similar to that which ho-eved ma-adoinov, a slave would accept from his master Sheboroi, who created him. Now, a human master doesn't create him but purchases him and gives him his position, so to speak. V'heitiv loy, and the Eved is constantly looking to his master for schar and einish. Val yignal be'einecha masha'imer hachosid kaidim echnisasei bebeis hakisei. Al yignal be'einecha means don't think this is only for tzaddikim. Don't think it's something only elevated people say. When they go to the bathroom, now I don't know if you do this, but the Gemara says that when one enters the bathroom, he should say, Hiskabdu mechubadim kidoshim. He should say, excuse me, to the angels around him. Now, I don't know why the angels don't want to go into the bathroom, but maybe it's a privacy issue. But tell the angels that door to the bathroom, excuse me, just give me privacy for a minute. And you go into the bathroom. Kovid l'shchina. Now, the angels don't need you to say, excuse me. And whether they go into the bathroom or not, I've never noticed personally. But it's the idea of the person. The person excuses himself and goes into a bathroom. In a bathroom, a person doesn't do mitzvahs. A person doesn't think in learning. So a person says, excuse me, he leaves his, somehow, sort of almost leaves God at the door and goes into the bathroom. Now this I've never seen before. He says, Asha Yotzar, no, there's a kler, the Lamdish Asfarim kler. If Asha Yotzar is a Birchas HaShvach or a Birchas HaNehenin. There's certain brachas like for lightning and thunder that are Birchas HaNehenin, brachas of, a Birchas HaShvach, brachas of praise. Right? When you hear thunder, there's no Hanah. You say praise about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there are Birchas HaNehenin. When you eat food, they have to eat food. There are brachas related to pleasure a person has. There's a Chakira, there's Tiklach Torah, as to whether going to the bathroom, and you say, Asha Yotzar, is there Birchas HaNehenin? Thank God, you know, that we're able to expel our waste. Or, is it you remember Rabbi Miller's, Rabbi Miller had tirades about enjoying and appreciating going to the bathroom. And I just remember one all the time. The way he told people, you stand by the urinal, close your eyes, and think, ah. And then he said, I forgot the guy's name. He says, if you don't believe me, ask Henry. He's sitting right here. Henry, tell them. You always got stuffed once, remember? And it hurt like the dickens, right? Poor guy. On the tape, you can hear him blushing, you know, like. And he says, tell them they had to take you to the hospital and snake you out. So, you know, like, So when you guys go to the bathroom, close, say, thank God I go to the bathroom, you know. So, you know, it's only shvissin for them, you know, from the tsaris, but, so there's a clear, if asher yotzer is tachat birchas hanehenin, or birchas hashvach, they bring a raya that it's a birchas hanehenin, because afterwards, until when could you say asher yotzer? Until a person feels a need again. That sounds like a birchas hanehenin. In other words, I feel relieved, I make a bracha, and when the relief is no longer there, then I can no longer say the bracha. So that seems that it's a birchas hanehenin. That's the raya that is brought. The Mishnah Berurah, though, in Siman Vav, seems to say it's a birchas hashvach. In the Micha Shleima, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a shtickle Torah on Nafgaminis, if it's a birchas hanehenin, and he says it's both.
If you're consuming something, you know, you're taking in something from the world, being nana from it.
Psalmim.
No,
it's Aish.
You're seeing a beautiful sight.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
But what's the reason for Berachas Hashvach?
Hashvach is the praise of the way Hashem creates. Yatzas Adam b'chachma. Just like when you see a beautiful mountains, a beautiful river, you can make a bracha, Berachas Hashvach.
But if you saw someone else, say, you want to make
I see someone else do it, you should make a Berachas Hashvach too.
But we don't.
That's a very good point. That's an indication that's a Berachas Hanehenin. That seems to be a raya. That's a Berachas Hanehenin. But he is saying, and it's not a contradiction, but he's saying, V'hisvadoisai achar yitziyasai, Rotzaloimer, it says in the bottom, V'fisha'ozav devekas v'besakisei. You go to the bathroom, you left your awareness of God out, I mean, your awareness of doing mitzvahs all the time out. So, you're sort of saying, I'm sorry, you know, I missed you. I was in the bathroom for a while. A person allowed to think of God in the bathroom, but there's no mitzvahs ma'isiyos, you don't think in Torah. So it's a vidui. When you go out, you sort of reconnect to the Rabbi Nishalayla. How beautiful is this word, this bracha, its topic, and the specific words, if you examine the words with a truthful eye, it starts with Hashem creating a human being with wisdom, and it finishes with Raifei Chabasar Mafilasis, Lamana Pliyais Mashabara, Bechayim Meakoches Hadochim Vamachzikim. Shabbat created in the body the ability to push waste out and to retain what's useful. The body knows to retain what it needs and to get rid of what's waste. But Klal Kol HaChayim Bomrei Kol Basar. And this is not all human beings. It's all creatures, are included in this. The Kaicher Mitzvunai Binyan Alakai B'Tachbulais. And he relates Mitzvunai, his recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hidden presence, B'Tachbulais, with the wisdom of Hashem, Mehem Mitzvais Ksuvais, Mehem Mitzvais Mukubalais. And he connects the presence to Hashem to the different mitzvahs he has. For example, Hunoisi HaTfilin. Amokim HaMachshova V'Azikorin Meharosh. The Tfilin go on the head. Va'itzel Behem Ritzua. And he connects to them a ritzua, magas el yodoi, kdeshiyoisi mashois. Now here it's not clear what this means. It says you put on tefillin shorash on your head, that we understand. It's connected to the hand. Where is it connected to the hand? Not so clear what it means. One of the verses at the bottom says that it's referring to the navel, that the tefillin go down to the navel, to the active part of the body. In other words, the head is supposed to help motivate the person. The other mafarish says, the tefillin shel rosh is connected to tefillin shel yad. His theme is think, recognize, and then you'll behave right. The tefillin shel yad al mabua hakoychos. Tefillin shel yad is on the wellspring of energy, ratzalay mahalev, the heart. V'noisi atzitzis k'desh leitridu chushav ba'ilam. K'may shomu leisurach levaif merchei nechem. V'akosim b'tefillin. What does it say in tefillin? Yichud. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hagamol va'oinish, vayam shamaya, is reward and punishment. And zechet yes mitzrayim. Leishihi taina she'im ba'matche. The fact that we left Egypt is a taina that can't be pushed away. K'linyin alakai, hischabris bebruim. From there we say Hashem is connected to his creatures. Vashkoch aleim, v'yidiyah b'maseim. Achakach mizgalga b'chol chushav las ischeluk alakim bohem. And he tries with all his energy and all his senses to understand Hashem's chelik of Ar Kibalmu ki ma'at shabishiurim asher yetze ha-yisraeli bohem u'dechavase me'at ishbachis he'me'ya brachis lepochs me'amam for samis. He relates this to brachis. Now he's going to make a big fuss over brachis, and he really complains bitterly about the fact that most people see brachis as a burden. As a burden, everything you do, you have to make a bracha. So how do you get away with a burden? You make it as light as possible. If something's very heavy, you make it light. So what do we do with our brachas? We mumble them in ways that make them less of a burden. Now he's bothered by this. The Kuzari, is bothered by the fact that brachas are really, he sees them as an opportunity. Remember, what's his theme in this piece? His theme is that wherever you go, whatever you do, think of the mitzvahs t'midias, think of the philosophical mitzvahs, and it won't be hard for you to serve Hashem. He sees the brachas, which you make all the time. You go to the bathroom, you take something to eat. Whatever you do, you're making brachas. He sees them as a tool for the sheish mitzvahs t'midias. It's a way for a person to constantly think of Hashem. So the question is, how can you think of it as a burden if it's a tool to think of Hashem? And he complains about it. Achakach yishtadel hashlimam berechnim umacholim. Try to be mashlim 100 brachas with berchas hareach and food. Our preference is usually food. Ushmuais umareis yivorach aleim. And things that you hear or see. What do you hear that you make a bracha on? Just thunder. Anything else? Sure, Shmuel's Tavis. You say, okay. B'chol Asher Yosef Yatosis Mekareves El Lakim. You say, when you make a bracha, look at it as a way of built into halacha to constantly think of Hashem. Shofar is a good example. K'may Sha'am Amar David, Pi Yisaper Tzidkoi Secha, Kol Ayam Chua Secha. My mouth speaks about your righteousness and your help all day. K'lo Yidati Svarais. I can't even count them. Ratzalaymer. K'shivchach Alo Yikalu Aminyin. Your praises can't be counted. Now, what's striking to me, do you know which pasuk we learned that you make 100 brachas a day? Ashrei hagever who kam oil. Ashrei praised is the man who kam oil, who set up the yoke. Oil, ayin lamed, is gematria 100. Now, the Gemara says oil is a yoke. Now, that contradicts. He's saying it's a yoke to make brachas. Not really. What the Gemara says, it means, oyla shel tshuva. David HaMelech did tshuva. It's like Phil said on Shabbos. Who's the Baal tshuva? Not the one who didn't know. Not the one who knew and did an aveira. So David HaMelech was haikam ula shel tshuva. Because he did an aveira with the Maisa Uriya and Bathsheba. So he made people responsible for oyla shel tshuva. Now, what did he do? He said, you want to do tshuva? David accepted on himself 100 brachas a day. Making the 100 brachas a day, the way he's interpreting it, is a constant reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. And that is the safety against sinning, against a person sinning. If a person thinks about it all the time, so he won't come lidei aveira. Now, in the footnote, there's a footnote here. He says something we recently had in the Gemara in Bav Metzia, in Brachas. Baruch Hashem Yaim Yaim, V'chol Yaim Ten Lai Me'em Berchaisav. The Gemara said that every day give Hashem a bracha that's appropriate for that day. We had it in connection to the foods. We don't say Shahakol on everything. We say Bar Pri Adama, Bar Pri Eitz. On each thing give him Me'em Berchaisav. So he says the idea of V'chol Yaim Yaim Ten Lai Me'em Berchaisav is that if every day you get up and you say, for example, you make a bracha malbish arumin, a zekev kafufin. So I don't know about you, I say it every day. I say every day as I come to shul. I just say it as I'm coming. And I'm afraid I'm going to daydream, so my thing is I count the 15 brachas. I count with my finger. So first of all, at least I know I said all of them. You know, if I end up 13, I'm in trouble. You know? So I know I said every bracha and I said it clearly. But really, each bracha, when you say zekev kafufin, that I'm able to stand, the idea is, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim ten leim el berchaisam. Don't say the zayikev kufim you said yesterday and a week ago and 2 weeks ago. say it for today. A person is supposed to say the bracha b'chol yom. So he brings here in the note, what's the full pasuk? Baruch Hashem yom yom yamas lanu hakel Yeshua seinu sela. He translates, bless Hashem every day. Yamas lanu. It's a burden. It's a job. Hakel Yeshua seinu sela. But God helps you on a constant basis. God helps you every single day. And therefore, every day, it won't be a burden if every day you thank Hashem that today I was able to get up, I was able to go. I remember after I had surgery on my leg, and I had problems walking, difficulty walking. I remember after that, I said, you know, I'm going to appreciate I could walk. I tried, when I have opportunity to speak about appreciating that you could walk. And I realized that you can't do that. A person whose walking was threatened appreciates his walking. But a person whose chasham, his eyesight was threatened, appreciates his eyesight. A person's hearing was threatened, appreciates his hearing. A person, every one of us, thank God, who is well, we grew up from the day we were born, we see, thank God, we hear, thank God, we eat, maybe a little less would be better, but we walk, and it's very hard to appreciate it. If it's not threatened, it's really hard. You can't hear speeches and appreciate it. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. It's very, very hard. So what the Kuzari is pushing is that make the bracha meaningful. Make the bracha meaningful, and it should have meaning every single day, every single time a person says it. He says here on page 36, the last few lines, Ahava v'ayira mein safik nechnasis b'nefeshim elu ha'anyanim. There's no question, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, the key is brachas. If you make a bracha and you think of Hashem, so the Ava and the Yira, they are certainly what comes in with these brachas. So this is his advice to us in using it this way.